Easy and Happy English，
轻松快乐学英文。
救恩之声广播中心策划制作。
Welcome, my friend, to Easy and Happy English. I'm Catherine.
亲爱的朋友，欢迎你收听轻松快乐学英文。我是 Brad， 中文名字是德鱼，得到的德，钓鱼的鱼。
One of my friends is very greedy. Should I stay away from him?
我有一个朋友很贪心，我应该离他远一点吗？
Today's sentence is from Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25 in the Bible.
今天的经文在箴言28章25节。
A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25.
箴言28章25节，心中贪婪的挑起争端，倚靠耶和华的必得丰裕。
So let's learn about today's scripture.
我们了解一下这一节经文的意思。
A greedy man, greedy, G-R-E-E-D-Y, greedy.
Greedy 就是贪心的 ,G-R-E-E-D-Y, greedy. A greedy man 就是一个贪心的人。
Stirs up, stirs, S-T-I-R-S, stirs up, U-P, up.
Stirs up, 就是挑起什么什么叫做 stirs up. Stirs, S-T-I-R-S, 空格 U-P, up. Stirs up, 挑起来什么什么。所以呢，一个贪心的人会挑拨起或挑起，会挑起什么呢？
Dissension, dissension, D-I-S-S-E-N-S-I,O-N, dissension.
Dissension 就是争端、纠纷的意思。Dissension, D-I-S-S-E-N-S-I-O-N, dissension. 所以 a greedy man, 一个贪心的人 stirs up, 挑起来 dissension, 争端或纠纷。中文圣经翻译成心中贪婪的挑起争端。
But he who trusts...Trust, T-R-U-S-T-S, trust.
Trust 就是信靠，叫做 trust, T-R-U-S-T-S, trust. 所以前面说 but, 但是呢 he who trust 就是所谓的信靠什么什么的那个人会怎么样呢？
In the Lord will prosper, prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R, prosper.
Prosper 就是亨通、兴旺的意思。Prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R. 所以这边说 He who trusts in the Lord, 也就是信靠耶和华的人呢 will 将要 prosper. Prosper 就是亨通、会兴旺的意思。所以后半段中文圣经翻译成倚靠耶和华的必得丰裕。
Now let's read the scripture together.
我们现在跟着 Catherine 老师来读今天的英文经文。
A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs chapter 28.Verse 25.
箴言二十八章二十五节，心中贪婪的挑起争端，倚靠耶和华的必得丰裕。
Now let's have some sharing time.
我们现在进入分享的时间。
One of my friends is very greedy. Should I stay away from him?
我的一个朋友很贪心，我应该离他远一点吗？
Greed can destroy lives and can lead us to many sins.
贪心有可能会毁掉我们的生命，而且呢，也有可能带我们进入很多种罪里面。
It can destroy relationships and makes people self-centered.
贪心会毁坏人跟人之间的关系，而且使得人呢，非常的自我中心。
We should try to stay away from greedy people.
我们应该试着远离啊，贪婪的这些人。
Having the wrong friends may take our focus off God and lead us on wrong paths.
如果我们有了不好的朋友，常常会带我们偏离了神，而且呢，会带我们到错误的道路上。
We do not need to be enemies with your friend.
我们当然不需要因为他的贪心而跟他为敌，或是把他当敌人。
You can try to advise him and pray for him, or just gradually spend less time with him.
你可以试着给他一些建议，也是可以为他祷告，或者是就是慢慢的不要太多的时间跟他在一起。
It is better to lose a friend than to lose your closeness with God.
我们失去这样的一个朋友，总比我们远离上帝还好。
Finally, let's listen to the verse once again.
最后我们再来听一次这一节的经文。
A greedy man stirs up dissension, but he who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 25.
箴言28章25节，心中贪婪的挑起争端，倚靠耶和华的必得丰裕。
Thanks for listening.
谢谢你的收听。
Talk to you again soon.
我们下次再会。